This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers. Every month, Adam Carr from the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service joins us to talk about some of the community events happening in Milwaukee. Since the coronavirus pandemic began, that list has included a wide array of things, from virtual museum exhibits to Zoom events, and now some socially distanced in-person things to experience. Carr joins me now by Zoom. Adam Carr, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
I'm happy to be back for another month of five things.
So again, we're looking at a kind of a mix between things that are, you know, incredibly socially distanced to things that you can actually go to in person. And I believe this first event is something that you will be able to go to in person.
Absolutely. So Alice's Garden has been very careful about reopening during the pandemic and keeping anyone who visits there safe and taken care of. They've built a good routine, and they are inviting folks into the garden, which is an outdoor space. And it's between 20th and 21st on Garfield on Tuesdays and Thursdays throughout the month of August. They've also been doing this for July, but on Tuesday, they are doing their Urban Farm Artisan Market. So there's delicious food there. There's always at least two folks vending food, usually more, a wide variety of different kinds of food, so you can go hungry and get yourself a great meal. But then also artists, artisans, craft people, people that make things are there selling some of their wares, so you can browse. On Thursday, this is Alice's Garden. It's really the garden night. They're selling produce there on Thursday evenings. That includes, I think, a really special edition from 5:30 to 6:30. Every Thursday, Chike Johnson and Malkia Stampley Johnson, who are both phenomenal actors and a married couple, are reading children's stories. So there's food there. You can pick up produce, delicious stuff, fresh from the garden, both Alice's Garden and the Wellspring Organic Farm. And there's family-friendly activities such as the Children's Garden of Reading. There's labyrinth walks, which are great, and also delicious food as well.
So this next item has to do with more of the arts, which I think is something that people have really been missing during this pandemic, you know, going out, seeing the arts, engaging with that part of our community. Tell us a bit about this.
Yeah, it should be no surprise that creative people are finding ways to creatively share their work during the pandemic, even though they can't do it in person. Five Points Art Gallery and Studio is a remarkable space in the Harambe neighborhood. They have a gallery called This Is America, flowing from the Donald Glover song This Is America, where people challenge the idea of America through their art, black artists. And they have a wearable arts fashion show named The Stitching that's taking place on Saturday, August 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. That will be an online virtual fashion show. I'm really excited to see what's going to end up happening. There are 30 original designs by 20 artists of color, in their words, boldly demonstrating their stitching together of America and ingenuity as they've creatively converted 2D visual arts, found objects, and more into wearable couture. So I think there's going to be music, there's going to be all kinds of things that are part of this exhibit featuring some really great local talent. The list of artists is very long and is filled with people that I know and respect working in Milwaukee. So that is going to be a way, you know, you could have a night of really unique and kind of cutting edge culture in your own home, but emanating from our city.
Yeah, a way to engage with the arts while still staying safe.
For sure. Yeah, you can like dress up and look cool like you would if you were going to the fashion show as well. But also you don't have to, which would be my choice.
So the next thing in our five things to do this month, I think it's something that's on the mind of a lot of parents at the moment. We're looking at a book bag drive.
Absolutely. And this one, you know, connects with a few different parts. There are parents and students out there that are thinking about back to school. There's also, you know, obviously this is going to be an unprecedented back to school. There's also an unprecedented situation of protests happening in the streets of Milwaukee. And one of the leaders on the 13th, Sedan Smith, the brother of Seville Smith, has every year since his brother passed, was killed, he has done a book bag drive marking the day. And in his words, he says that he wants to commemorate Seville's life with positivity instead of the unrest that follows. So this year he's planning to do it bigger than ever because it is in the midst of protests of which he's been an integral part. He's been out on the front lines on a daily basis. So Sedan Smith is holding, there's going to be lots of entertainment there as well, but they're doing a drive for bags, pencils, binders, calculators, anything else you could need as a student. And they're particularly thinking about those in need. So this book bag drive is taking place at Sherman Park from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. on August 13th, which will be the fourth anniversary of Seville Smith and the Sherman Park unrest.
Yeah. Going back to food, I believe, not quite Alice's Garden food, but we're looking at a farmer's market still on the north side.
Absolutely. So Northwest Side Community Development Corporation, or for short, Northwest Side CDC, they do a lot of great work out on the further northwest-ish part of town. There's a lot of Northwest Side, but Northwest Side CDC has organized three outdoor pop-up farmers markets. And not only, I mean, for me, this is what's appealing to me about these. They're a place to get fresh and healthy food, but they're also being hosted at some really interesting sites. The first one is taking place on Tuesday, August 11th from 3:30 to 6:30 at the old A.O. Smith site. So the Century City 1 building, which is right on 3945 31st Street, kind of right off Capitol, and that big yellow building at Good City Brewing. So that's going to, I mean, to me, I think that's going to be an interesting way to kind of experience some of the contemporary landscape and kind of get maybe an inside view of these interesting places in Milwaukee. They're doing two subsequent ones, one at Ascension All Saints, and then the last one, that's on the August 18th and on the 25th. It's going to be at the West Basin of a project that MMSD has done. So essentially a new park-ish kind of thing that's there to soak up water. So part of it for me is that this is a great time of year to go and get yourself produce. But baked into this one also, the Northwest Side CDC has kind of made through their three sites a tour of three interesting places within their neighborhoods.
Yeah. Well, and most of those are going to be largely outside, similar to Alice's Garden.
Yeah, they will all be outside. And, you know, I should just point this out. Three of the events I've named so far are in-person events, and each of them, if you go and look at their Facebook events, are very careful to point out all the measures they're taking to make sure that the precautions are in place, that safety is in mind, that reminding all customers, actually, now this is just, it's going to be mandated soon, it feels like, we'll be required to wear masks, and spacing and everything else is going to be taken care of. So I feel pretty confident you can enter into any of these spaces feeling like everything, all the due diligence is being done.
Yeah. Well, and this last event is completely yeah. Distanced because it's all digital.
Yeah, you don't have to go anywhere for this one. This one is the Liberation Sessions, an online civil rights history camp for youth. I was actually around two of my colleagues and friends, Dr. Robert Smith from Marquette University and Dr. Michael Carrier from Milwaukee School of Engineering. Really, I admire these guys as much as you could admire anyone. They're both phenomenal historians who have helped me and helped people, their students and the public and community, get their heads wrapped around how we got to where we are today. And that's really the point of this. They're doing an online civil rights history camp, really aiming at 12 to 15, so middle school, high school age, every day this week, so from the 3rd to the 7th, from 10 a.m. till noon. So actually happening right now, these daily camp sessions will introduce young people to ideas like emancipation, Reconstruction, Jim Crow laws, the long civil rights movement, the present day struggles against police brutality. So all of these topics, I think, if you're a family, actually, I bet these will be perfectly calibrated to the family learning together and maybe helping you make sense of some of these difficult conversations that have emerged in the past couple months of protests. So I think these liberation sessions, I anything that Robert Smith and Michael Carrier do, even if you don't have kids, I think are worth checking out. They're every day this week from 10 a.m. till noon. And if you look up Liberation Sessions on Facebook, you can sign up.
All right. Well, Adam Carr, thank you so much for joining us once again to share all of these events. And I look forward to talking in, oh gosh, it's already August, so September?
Yeah, it feels like every month the world's a different place. So we'll see what the world looks like in September, and I'm looking forward to talking to you then.
Adam Carr is the deputy editor for community engagement at the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. You can find more of our conversations with them about Milwaukee's Central City neighborhoods at WUWM.com.